Casey at KJO.
What's up, Mr. Tom? The LDU 8 meeting.
Oh, I'm trying this hotspot that I got from 88ODs. You know, it works. How was your trip?
We're still tripping. Actually, we're almost home. It says, what, 48 minutes to go. So, we had a good time. We enjoyed it. I like it up there. Getting expensive up there. I think I preached that beforehand. It's getting crowded. But we enjoy it. Bike trails are beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The food is to die for. So, all in all, really good.
Yeah, Melissa and I are going to have to take a trip up there. Rachel and her boyfriend are coming back from way up in the UP by Copper Harbor.
Yeah. I think Dave was up there, too. I think the last I heard, he was Mackinac Island. Took a picture of he's on the ferry, I think. That was the last I had seen or heard of him.
Yeah, she was up there by the Quincy Copper Mine. I think it's Ontonagon or Ontonagon, something like that. It's up that way. All I know is that she went to Wisconsin to get gas. She was that close.
Well, good. They're heading back to cross the bridge yet?
She should be. They left at like 6 o'clock this morning, and they were stopping getting pasties, so we'll see where she's at. I haven't checked my 360 GPS yet on her.
Are you one of those helicopter parents?
Oh, God, no. I am not. She's doing her thing. Whenever she comes home kind of thing, you know. That's more or less, see you later, love you, careful, bye. And then I don't see her for 2 and 3 days at a stretch.
That's good. Yeah, we had a good time. So we'll probably do it again one more time this year. Some bike trip, who knows. So going up there was kind of a miserable drive. Rain, and for some reason the GPS took me on every back road there was. But coming back, it took me straight into Grayling and then the 75 all the way down. So that was a lot nicer trip. And of course the weather is a lot nicer too.
Oh yeah, I mean going up to the pass, you move all the way up and get off on Valentine or whatever. But he just up there in the Prairie City, we get off in Grayling and go west. We got to 131 for us.
You're breaking. I'm not sure if it's my end or your end.
All right, well, as you finish driving, I think I'm getting into a static cell area right here for my hotspot. We'll chat soon. KCKGO.
Okay, yeah, and you're pushing some weird ID number, too. So there's a chance we may have to tune that in, too.
Yeah, is it 315-927-01?
No. There's a lot of digits.
Okay. Yeah, I got to figure that out. And you want to bring over that modem, I'll show you the hot spot and see what you can figure out on it. Maybe I'm missing something. All right, I'm about to get on the freeway here. I will chat with you soon. KGO.
Okay, yeah, we're getting close to that. That part of the project. All right, talk to you later. WABD.
WABD. WABD, this is KYAD. Good evening, sir. How's your day?
Good, how you doing? You make it back yet?
Not yet. I'm just going through Bay City right now.
Yeah, very good. We did it a couple, 3 hours ago. So we're home, almost unpacked, winding down. So, had a good time out there. Sounds like you did, too. Yeah, there's no 5-1 up there in Traverse City. At least I couldn't find it. I shouldn't say that as gospel. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, we like Traverse City. That's one of our main stops. We go off for our anniversary or anything like that. We're usually out there.
I missed it, so... Well, that's good. You spent the night on the mainland, right? You didn't go for the island. I think you ran the bikes and rode around the island.
Yeah, sorry about that, Wally. I missed the last urgent thing.
I said I take it you rode around the island on bikes and had fun out there.
Yeah, we went camping at the campsite just outside of town. that went over to the island. My wife's uncle's never, or he's not been there since he's been a little kid, so we took him and one of his kids over there. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed it. Mike and I walked up all the way up to Fort Holmes, which is the highest point in the island, so that was a lot of fun.
You walked up there? You're a better man than I am. I've been up there, but I cheated. I used a bike, an e-bike, on top of that.
Well, I can't let Micah show me up, so. And I was actually surprised. I took my 5-year-old, and he kept up as well, so. The three of us went up there, did our yearly visit, so. Now it hurt, though.
Oh, yeah, you're going to pay for that. That's like climbing a zillion flights of steps. It gets pretty steep there, too. I feel like kind of sorry for even the horses that have to do it regularly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was getting up towards the top of the hill. Like, yeah, I'm already regretting this, but we're going to keep going.
Got to keep going. So it keeps you young, keeps you healthy, all that other fun stuff.
Right, right, indeed. That is very true.
So when you come back, does the GPS tell you to take 69 over to the road that takes you down to Richmond? Is that how you do it, or do you come all the way down to 59 and come across?
Oh, I take I-69. I don't fool around with M-59 anymore. I don't like that interchange there, so I figure it's easier to go to Richmond.
Yeah, well, actually, this time it's what my GPS suggested. Well, I would have taken it anyways. I don't care what it would have suggested. I just, when I drive, the less I have to think, the happier I am. So it was the same situation. I just thought, you know what, I'm just not going to do it, but the GPS would take that way. So I was a happy camper.
Yeah, the less I have to pay attention, the less I have to think about things, the better things are, the less stress.
Yeah. Hey, give me a second. I'll be right back. I want to try something. I'll be back in about 4 minutes. W-A-B.
Okay, I'll be battery.
WAVD.
Different radio?
Yeah, I'm playing with the repeater. Let me get away from the echo. I'm playing with the repeater, trying to get it to work.
Cool. Yeah, I've got DMR. Yeah, I'm going to plug your repeater in. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, I've got to get my duplexers back from Phil. He tuned him up. I got him pretty close, but he did. I still got a terrible echo. Let me stop this for a minute. I should be better by now.
Yeah, that should do that. See, so Tim sent me back with the box of radios. What's all in there? I know there's a couple of ham radios in there, two Motorola stuff. What's in there to I guess advertise so that way when I put it up on Facebook and advertise it. What am I putting up on the site?
We can talk about that on the phone. I take it nobody wanted this stuff from the club or from within the club. That's kind of what I thought. Then they could just do a donation to ARPSC and then we could use the funds for that. That was kind of the way I was hoping it would go down. I'm still not transmitting my call sign. I got to fix that, too. That's kind of the way I was hoping it would go down, you know, to see if we could get somebody there to purchase this stuff and then go from there. You can give me a call sometime tomorrow or something. We can make a plan. I was just, you know, hoping for some revenue for the club for it. That's all. You know, whatever way it goes down, that's fine. But, you know, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a project. At least I wasn't trying to turn it into that big of a project.
That's what I was thinking, too. So, whatever, you know, whatever we want to do, it's fine with me. I don't care. We can throw it up on the website, or we can kind of throw it out on the table, you know, whatever money we collect with it. You know, we can do that. So I'm game for whatever. So
too. I really, you know, that's kind of where I was hoping to go. You know, heck, even if they gave us $10 for some of the stuff or $15, you know, a lot of the stuff is dated. A lot of the stuff is going to be project works and things like that. So, you know, anything is a donation is fine. I mean, it was given to us, so, you know, basically we could just give it back the other way. I apologize for this thing not sending out the right DMR ID. I got to figure out that next. So, this is WABD, by the way. But, yeah, whatever works. You know, you follow me. I mean, it's all fine. John bought the power supply that was decent. I bought the other power supply that was decent. You know, I think I threw in a couple hundred to the club. He threw in 100 to the club, you know, if only so. You know, and then the other stuff. I mean, for somebody, Randy from Central Michigan said that that one radio's got a DIN 5 connector in the back of it. So if somebody wanted that for packet operations or something of that nature, he says that was the radio to have, the one that's got that DIN connector in the back of it.
Okay, all right. I might throw it up on the, there's a Motorola Facebook site. I might just kind of throw it on there, just kind of see if nobody bites on it. We'll just, we'll bring it to the next meeting, or we'll advertise, you know, just take pictures of it, send it on an email to the group, and anybody wants, you know, to throw in some money for us, it's right there.
The attention. Okay, all right. I'm wondering why this isn't throwing off my ID. That's another project I've got to figure out. Maybe I'll change my ID here and hit it with something else. No, they can't be right. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. Send off a fake ID and see if it sends that. So, okay. All right. I think that's it. You working tomorrow or you got another day off?
I've got another day off, so... unwind for a little bit and head back at it Thursday, so.
I'll give you a TX tomorrow and we can just figure out a game plan. Like I said, it's, you know, whatever we get, you know. It's all for, you know, for the club. It's all for nonprofit. It's all, you know, it's not like we're trying to make any money on it or anything else like that. It's, so, you know, anything that's reasonable. I thought, you know, the first choice would have been anybody in the club. But however we do it, it doesn't matter. You know, throw it on our website first. You know, we can just throw a whole bunch of pictures of all the stuff and just say, anybody want any of this stuff? You know, go from there.
Okay, yeah, sounds good to me. I'm not going to so, you know, no.
End of your rope. You had 107 negative. I don't know what that's all about, but where it shows your bay. I'm surprised it hasn't connected yet. Something different.
Yeah, for whatever reason, this radio is bouncing off. I forget what site this is, but it's not bouncing off of bay yet.
Which radio is it? Some of the ones I programmed?
No, I got this one programmed. Actually, you know what? I may have actually forgotten to put bay in there.
On bay. So that's the one you programmed or I programmed? All right, I'll talk later. W8.
Sounds good, Wally. Have a good one. 73.
Be safe out there, Dave. Drive careful. KCKJO.
That's the plan there, Tom. That's the plan. I've got hour and 17, and I'll be home. KCKJO.
We'll get flying up north this weekend.
597-2701. KJO. Monitoring. Stay with one. As always. Sometimes.
Hey, are you seeing a weird number that's not mine? Like 315049?
On my HT, no, this is BUAEPD. But on the last heard, it's 315049. Like you're seeing a weird number with me, which is 315972701. I'm on an open spot on my HT in the van because I'm using the Motorola as GMRS right now. So I know you said before that I had some weird number pop up.
Weird number popping up too.
Yeah, mind me, DMR ID was real long at the end of it.
I'm doing it right. I'm okay. WAB, I figured it out. Yeah, you're sending off your 727 digits as well. We're good.
Yeah, I see under the pier it says, you know, on last heard it says 3159-727-01. Because that's somehow how it's programmed inside the PiStar. But it's still coming up 3159727 on the other side. So it's still coming up with my call sign in the page here.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to get this to work. I'm going to have to talk to Fred or something, find out what's his deal here, what he knows about this. So. All right, I'm getting close on our project. I'm going to have to get that modem from you soon.
Yeah, I got to go to the, I'm going up by the office to get gas, and then I'm home base from there, so I'll drop it off. I can drop it off with you tonight.
Do it tonight. Go home. It's not anything that's going to happen in the next day or two.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, you take care. W-A-E-D.
K-A-E-T-O,
Monitoring Statewide 1.